welcome to this special edition of the Journal on DWTV. I'm Heather Delisle in Berlin. CDU leader Angela Merkel is set to become Germany's first female chancellor, ending the three-week deadlock resulting from September's inconclusive election. Merkel's conservatives emerged from the election with four more seats than incumbent Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's Social Democrats. But neither side had a working majority, and both claimed the right to lead the next government. Following top-level talks, the SPD has now agreed that Merkel should be the next chancellor.
That's how Deutsche Welle's TV newscast from Germany opened on October 10, 2005, with the news that Christian Democratic Union leader Angela Merkel would be Germany's next chancellor. She replaced the leader from the Social Democratic Party. C-SPAN showed that German news broadcast to its American audience. Now, over a decade and a half later, the era of Angela Merkel is coming to an end. She chose not to run in national elections. Germany will have a new leader. But after serving as Chancellor of Germany over a period that lasted through four different United States presidents, she'll always have a place in C-SPAN's video library. On this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly, we'll relive some of Angela Merkel's top moments with America's leaders after this. Angela Merkel was elected chancellor in 2005. Her first C-SPAN appearance, however, was a decade earlier, March 16, 1995. At the time, Angela Merkel was German Minister for the Environment. That day, she was one of several speakers in Germany's national parliament, the Bundestag. The topic, Germany's environmental policies. You'll hear English from the voice of a translator. Angela Merkel is speaking German, but her words are quite familiar for today.
Ladies and gentlemen, why do we have to talk about climate and environment? Why is this a problem for us? I think it is one of the most important problems of the environment. We talk about so many subjects that are less important. We have noticed an increase in temperature in the last centuries. And we know now that 95% of the reasons for rising temperatures is caused by humans. And we have to talk about that. We cannot wait until all scientific checks are finished. We have to do something now. And we have to do it as soon as possible to stop the change in the worldwide climate.
That was 1995. Let's fast forward a big chunk of time, jumping to this year. Here's Angela Merkel on the same topic, climate. In this clip from a summit of world leaders on April 22, 2021, she's talking about Joe Biden, the fourth U.S. president she worked with. Again, you'll hear the voice of a translator.
I'm delighted to see that the United States is back to work together with us in climate politics, because there can be no doubt about the world needing your contribution if we really want to fulfill our ambitious goals.
Angela Merkel became chancellor 16 years after Germany was unified. That milestone event in world history was prominently mentioned in many of her appearances on C-SPAN. On November 9, 2009, world leaders gathered at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin to mark the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Hillary Clinton, then President Barack Obama's Secretary of State, was there. Through the voice of a translator, here's Angela Merkel.
And we also celebrate the support that we received from our partners and friends in the West, especially the United States of America, France, and Great Britain. During the Cold War, they stood up for the values of a free world order. They showed great trust and confidence in our country. For that, too, we will remain eternally grateful to them.
George H.W. Bush was the U.S. president in 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down and Germany was unified. 17 years later, Angela Merkel visited the White House. The president then was George W. Bush. During a joint press conference on January 13, 2006, Angela Merkel singled out his father for recognition. Again, you'll hear her translator.
And I think it's essential that those countries that feel that they share common ground as regards values in the Western world stand together. And for Germany, I would like to say that throughout the period of the Cold War, the fact that for more than 40 years we believed in the value of freedom actually was the firm foundation for what was possible later on in European unification. The fact that your father's partnership and leadership, that was an incredible offer that was made to us by President Bush at the time. And I think that this is certainly in our vested interest to work together with you.
Another joint press conference at the White House with German leader Angela Merkel, this time with a Democratic president, Barack Obama, but with another mention of former Republican President George H.W. Bush. Here's Angela Merkel on June 7th, 2011, once again, through her translator.
Let me say this on a personal note. Without the United States of America, I would in all probability not be able to stand here before you today. Overcoming the Cold War required courage from the people of Central and Eastern Europe and what was then the German Democratic Republic. But it also required the steadfastness of Western partners over many decades when many had long lost hope of integration of the two Germanies and Europe. Many perhaps didn't even want this anymore, but the then President George Herbert Walker Bush said, German unity, European unity is indeed something that deserves our support.
By the way, when she was at the White House that June day in 2011, Angela Merkel didn't just participate in a press conference. She also got a state dinner and a lovely medal. Here's President Obama.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is the highest honor a president can bestow on a civilian. Most honorees are Americans. Only a few others have received it, among them Pope John Paul II, Nelson Mandela, and Helmut Kohl. So please join me in welcoming Chancellor Merkel for the presentation of the next Medal of Freedom.
George H.W. Bush died on November 30th, 2018. It just so happened that the next day, Angela Merkel was meeting with President Donald Trump. They were attending the G20 summit in Argentina. In this clip, you'll hear President Trump and Angela Merkel tell reporters about George H.W. Bush. And this time, it's actually Angela Merkel's voice you'll hear, and in English.
Angela and I were just talking about it. He was a wonderful man. And you may want to just explain your little meeting with him. I found it very interesting.
Yes, I was with Chancellor Kohl in the White House visiting George Bush, and he is the father or one of the fathers of the German unification, and we will never forget that.
Finally, Angela Merkel enjoyed an American distinction few foreign leaders have had, an address to a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. November 3rd, 2009. It was the first speech to Congress by a German chancellor in over 50 years. Behind her on the podium, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and President of the Senate, the Vice President of the United States at the time, Joe Biden. Angela Merkel was there to mark the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. But just a few sentences into her speech, she addressed head-on an unavoidable subject for a German leader, the German-created catastrophe, the Holocaust. And she referred to the Holocaust by its Hebrew word, Shoah. Here's the beginning of Angela Merkel's message to Congress on November 3, 2009, spoken through her translator.
There is nothing more symbolic of this Federal Republic of Germany than its constitution, the basic law, the Grundgesetz. It was adopted exactly 60 years ago. Article 1 of the basic law reads as follows, and I quote, "The dignity of man is inviolable." This short and simple sentence, "the dignity of man is inviolable," was the response to the catastrophe of the Second World War, to the murder of 6 million Jews and the Holocaust, to the hatred, destruction, and annihilation that Germany brought over Europe and the rest of the world. In only a few days, we'll mark the 9th of November.
On the 9th of November 1989, the Berlin Wall fell. The 9th of November 1938, however, also left an indelible mark on German and European history. On this day, the National Socialists pillaged and destroyed synagogues, set fire to them, and killed innumerable people. It was the beginning of what later turned into the break with civilization that was the Shoah. I cannot stand before you today without remembering the victims of that very day and of the Shoah. There is one guest in the audience today who personally experienced the horrors of Germany and the National Socialism, and whom I got to know personally some time ago, Professor Fritz Stern. He was born in Breslau in 1926, then a German city, today a Polish city, and in 1938 he was able to flee with his family from the Nazis in 1938, and this at the very last minute. In his autobiography, published in 2006 under the title Five Germanies I Have Known, Fritz Stern describes the moment he arrived in New York Harbor in 1938, reaching a haven of freedom and security. Ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful that history wills us, Fritz Stern, then a 12-year-old boy driven out of his native Germany, and myself, originally born in the GDR, now Chancellor of today's reunited Germany, meet here today before this august assembly under the same roof. This fills me with great pride and great gratitude.
You can do your own searches in the C-SPAN Video Library for Angela Merkel, or Boris Johnson, or Vladimir Putin, or any other world leader. They can even be dead. Just go to cspan.org and use the search bar. It's free, and you don't need a translator. That's it for this episode of C-SPAN's The Weekly. Danke for listening. Happy searching. Guten Tag.